Hi, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Ben from Billy Talent. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the side of the road in very snowy Toronto.
Okay. Now, you guys got a lot of snow last night. You got a lot of freezing rain. What were the conditions like this morning?
It was, well, my daughter got me up at 5:50 and I looked at the window. It was one of those mornings where you just wanted to crawl back into bed. But that was not the case. I've been up and shoveling and helping the neighbors get their cars out. And so it's been a bit of a day.
But nice.
Just leaving rehearsal. So I figured I'd pull over to the side of the road as opposed to endangering myself or others.
So Benjamin's a good Canadian neighbor. He gets out there with the shovel, helps out all the neighbors, clean off their cars, get everybody going in the morning.
That's how I was raised. I live in a neighborhood, actually, so my neighbors beside me on both sides are quite elderly, and so we try our best, my wife and I, to take care of them as much as we can. So that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Hey, man, I shoveled a little old lady's driveway down the road from me for like 5 years in exchange for double chocolate cookies.
That seems like a fair shake.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it was a good fit, man. I've seen a lot of people, you know, trying to get the correct pronunciation of their names out there. A lot of people said that they were pronouncing Chad Kruger's name wrong. You must get people thinking that your actual name is Billy Talent all the time, right?
I will say that in the beginning years, yes, it happened a lot. But over, two decades of explaining it, I think it's definitely gotten to a point now where it doesn't really happen very much. But with a last name like Koala, I usually just get Ben from Billy Talent.
I actually wanted you to pronounce it first because I didn't want to mess it up. I said it years ago, but I kind of forgot how to pronounce it.
It's very simple. Just think of a witty koala bear. So just go Koala Wits.
Koala Wits. And for anybody that doesn't know, the name Billy Talent comes from a great movie called Hardcore Logo. But how did you guys come up with changing the name? Because I saw you guys as Pez at the dungeon in Oshawa in like 1995. Oh, wow. So when does it change from Pez to Billy Talent? And can you still remember the dungeon in Oshawa underneath the Laser Quest?
I think I can. That's going back a few years. But I do remember playing in Oshawa quite a bit, actually, back in those times. But it was one of those things where we've been together since 93, and at about 98, I guess, we got a letter in the mail saying that there was another band in Memphis on BYO Records named Pez. And so they kind of said, like, hey, change your name. And we said, okay. And I had recently just saw Hardcore Logo, the movie, and my favorite band, Jane's Addiction. And so I love the idea of having like a name in the title. And so, I remember seeing Callum Keith Rennie's performance in that and his name in Hardcore Logo. For people that don't know, it was about a fictional band that gets back together as a punk band and they tour across Canada for one last time. And Callum Keith Rennie's character was named Billy Talent. And so I pitched it to the guys and the guys were like, you know what? Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And ever since that's kind of when things started cooking for us and we never looked back.
And it's possibly the greatest Canadian movie, I always say. Now, how old were you when you saw that movie? Because I was aggressively young and it was on Showcase way back in the day.
Oh, God, I can't remember how young I was, but I was, I can't remember. Probably in my late teens, early 20s, I'd say, somewhere around there.
I was like 14, so yeah, aggressively young for that show. Now,
especially the ending. Yeah.
Okay. So let's stop talking about the past. Let's look forward to the future. You have a huge tour that you are embarking on. You're starting in Edmonton in March, but then you're going way over to Europe. And I know how huge you guys are in Europe. What is an amazing European city that people don't know about?
I mean, to be completely honest with you, we've had the opportunity to play in so many different places, and each one in each city has something very special to it. I love Berlin. I love Hamburg in Germany. I love Vienna in Austria. It's a beautiful city. And yeah, but we've had the chance to go to, to like South Africa, to Japan, to all over Europe, to all over Canada. So yeah, we've been very fortunate in that. So I think every city has its beauty. You just have to try to find it.
Now, you're huge in Germany, right? The German shows are absolutely insane. But what's crazier to play, an Ireland show or a German show?
Well, Germany, the rooms are significantly bigger than when we play in Ireland. But, you know, we've had the chance to play in Dublin quite a few times. And on the last tour, we ended up going up to Belfast, and that was amazing. And so we're actually going back to both of those places at the kickoff, the May tour. So, yeah, I mean, Ireland is a wonderful, wonderful place. And the people, I've often said to my wife, I said, if there was another place that I'd live in Ireland, because people are lovely, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful country. So, yeah, I always look forward to going back.
Yeah, Billy Talent Show in Ireland sounds pretty outrageous, but you are playing the Budweiser stage coming up in July, and you're bringing Cypress Hill, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, it was one of those things where we were kind of sitting around, and we got the offer for the show. We're like, okay, cool. We haven't played the Bud stage in a long time, so we're looking forward to actually to playing there again, just in itself. But then we thought, you know, we want to do something special, and so we're kind of looking and tossing and turning over some, you know, who to bring out, and then someone brought up Cypress Hill, and it was just an instant unanimous in the band. We're like, yes, that
Absolutely.
Would be amazing, because yeah, well, we're always kind of looking to have like a a bill that's a little bit more diverse and has, you know, kind of in like the spirit of old school, like Lollapalooza, where it was like they had, you know, bands from each different kind of genre that was popular at the time. And that always resonated with us. And so growing up in that time, and, you know, we were as big fans of like Cypress Hill as we were like Green Day at the time, you know what I mean? So growing up in the early to mid 90s, Cypress Hill was a huge influence on us, and so to be able to share the stage with these legends of hip hop is just kind of a dream come true. So we're very stoked.
All right, what's your favorite Cypress Hill song? I'm going Dr. Green Thumb, but you tell me yours.
How I Could Just Kill a Man, I think, is a great song. I love the Rage cover of that song as well. So yeah, there's too many to list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Too many to list.
Now, I know that Cypress Hill had a hard time getting signed. Like, nobody really wanted to touch them because nobody really understood what they were about, right? They weren't gangster rap. They weren't kind of the rap that was coming out of New York. And I know that when you were trying to get signed, you were just pounding down the doors of every single record label in Toronto while you were working at Edge 102, right?
No, actually, kind of contrary to that. Like, we there was no real label interest ever in the band, especially in the first 10 years. And then when I worked at The Edge, I was a producer there. Well, I started in the promotion department and then ended up becoming a producer. But I never really talked about the band. The only person I talked to it about was my late great friend, Dave Bookman. And but, you know, there was, because he kind of knew that what we were about, and we were playing all the time at that point. But yeah, no, it was one of those things where it took one person, and the person's name was Jen Hurst, who, she was a junior A&R at Warner Music at the time. And she, before she got the job, she'd come and see us play. And then when she got the job, they said, like, what's one band that you would sign? And she said, Billy Talent. And so then it kind of started this, this odd thing where then all the other labels started being interested, you know, and then we had some interest in the States, and then we ended up signing with Atlantic Records in New York and Warner Music here. And so it was just one of those things that kind of happened naturally, where we were just kept playing and people kept coming, and then eventually, yeah, all it took was one person to kind of go like, hey, you guys don't actually suck, and that changed our lives forever.
So what was the first radio station that you got played on, and do you remember the first time hearing yourself on the radio?
I do, actually. It was at The Edge, and it was during the Indie Hour, which was a show that was on Thursday nights at like 8 o'clock, I think, or 9 o'clock.
I think you're right.
And again, my good friend Dave Bookman was the first person to play Try On If The Ever on the radio. It was like a demo version that we had done, and I remember being in, I think it was Aaron's car. And I just remember sitting there and like just smiling ear to ear. You know, I still get like that, and not to sound nostalgic or wait, but like if I'm driving around or whatever and I hear us on the radio, it always makes me smile. You know, it's still an unbelievable, crazy story and journey that we've been on, and so we don't take it lightly when people take the time to play it. So yeah, it's always a fun thing to hear it.
No doubt. I still get excited when people say my name on the radio. He's coming up next. Yay. So Aaron is no longer playing drums for the band. You've added Jordan Hastings, who's famous for playing drums for Alexis on Fire.
Well, yeah, Jordan was with us for, he played drums on Afraid of Heights, the record, and on our last record, Crisis of Faith. But since then, Alexis got back together. So Jordan obviously went back to, back to his family, and we're forever indebted to him for, not only playing on both records, but actually coming on tour with us on the last tour. But now we have a guy named Lowell Campbell who's playing drums with us right now. And Lowell was in a band called Winter Sleep for a long time. And so he's now out playing with us, and it's been just he's such a wonderful acquisition to the band. He's just first and foremost, he's a monster on the drums, but he's just such a wonderful, wonderful human being. And him and Aaron have been working really closely on all of the different parts and things like that. And he's very understanding to the situation. And so he's just been a wonderful, wonderful acquisition.
Very nice. So this it's not him playing on the new album. It's just him playing for the first time
out
on the tour.
Yeah. So he's just out on tour with us. Yeah.
Very cool. So the new album, Crisis of Faith, I really like the new song, All the Wrong People.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, hanging out with all the wrong people, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely love that. But now I got a question for you. What's the worst thing you ever got caught for doing growing up?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I was a pretty good kid. Like, I didn't do well in school and things like that, but I was my moral compass has always been pretty strong.
Never got caught shoplifting. Never got caught.
No, never did any of that stuff.
Trespassing in an old abandoned house or anything.
No, I am not that guy.
Ben was a good boy.
I am the opposite of that. Yeah, I was always trying to keep my nose clean and trying to do right by my friends and my family. And never got in trouble in that regard.
So who's the badass of the band that helped write all these lyrics?
None of us. We're just a bunch of dorks. No, there's no badasses in the band. And that's, kind of what I was saying earlier. You know, we're on this is our 30th year together.
Yeah.
And so, only in the public eye since like 2001, we were Billy Talent, but we've been playing since 93. So the thing that I love about this band, I think the reason why we're still going is because there's just great people in the band. Ian and Johnny are just like such wonderful, hardworking, kind, compassionate, understanding individuals. And, we all still get along really well. Like, I'm literally just leaving rehearsal right now, and Aaron actually came today to hang out, and he was behind the kit playing for a little bit, and we were just, sitting
How's
around telling
doing?
Stories. And it's just, he's doing okay. He's doing okay. He's taken some time. Obviously, he's not playing anymore, but he's focusing on himself and getting himself stronger and, being, a father to his kids. And he's just, he's taking it one day at a time, but he's doing quite well right now. So thanks for asking.
No problem, man. Well, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I don't know if you've got any more shoveling to do or you got to go pick up a daughter from somewhere, but
I got to go pick up my kid from preschool. That's it, yeah.
All right. Well, I also want to get you off the side of the road in Toronto. July the 8th, they are playing the Budweiser stage. They're bringing Cypress Hill, Billy Talent. Check out the new album, Crisis of Faith. Ben, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and chatting.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the continued support. We appreciate it.
Take it easy. I'll see you at the show.
Okay, man.
All right,
take care. Bye.